Over the last 2 years, I've spent 1,000 hours speaking to doctors, experts, and medical scientists here on YouTube and also through our weekly meetings in our Go Carnivore community. And this episode is going to be like a crash course for carnivore. And we're going to cover the 10 things a carnivore diet can do for you. And I also have my carnivore coaches here, and they're going to share real life results from our community. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to gocarnivore.com. Coach Christina, what is the first thing a carnivore diet can do for you?
So carnivore will reverse insulin resistance. So insulin resistance is a condition in which our body does not respond as it should to insulin. So insulin is a hormone that is produced in the pancreas. It's known as a fat-storing hormone. Insulin is needed in order to regulate blood sugar levels. Any excess glucose that is not used will get stored as fat. So insulin resistance is a state where glucose is elevated, and it's the single most common health problem worldwide. This is where our diseases such as type 2 diabetes and cancers are caused due to insulin resistance. However, we can fix insulin resistance with a carnivore diet. When we follow a carnivore diet, we're not consuming carbs. Therefore, this will improve our insulin resistance and make us more insulin sensitive.
Absolutely. And I interviewed Laura Spath, and she had an incredible story. You know, she had severe insulin resistance and she didn't even know it. She told me her story. So she grew up in a very healthy household. She was having whole foods. And it wasn't until her parents divorced at a very young age and her brother died. She then had to, her mom then had to go back to work. So she was then making all the food in the home, and all the food was coming from packaged food. Fast forward to her adult years, her weight topped to 263 pounds. She had severe insulin resistance. She had pre-diabetes that even her doctor didn't tell her about. So her HbA1c was 5.9. And then she tried a carnivore diet. In just a year, she lost 100 pounds and she reversed her insulin resistance with a carnivore diet. So it's incredible what a carnivore diet can do for you. Linda, what is the next thing a carnivore diet can do for you?
Using the carnivore diet, you can stabilize your blood sugar. Eating carbs such as grains and sugar can cause your blood glucose to rise dramatically, and this will cause an insulin spike. When we have an insulin spike, it overcorrects the blood sugar readings and makes your blood sugar go low. This is a roller coaster ride every day. This is something that you want to avoid, because having high blood sugar and low blood sugar can cause symptoms like dizziness, fatigue, thirst, confusion, anxiety, irritability. There's a whole host of symptoms. So by eating carnivore that eliminates the carbs, the grains, the sugar, it gives you stability in your blood glucose, improving your energy and your mood. In our Go community, we have a team member. His name is Marvin. Marvin followed a macrobiotic diet for 40 years. Doing this, his A1C increased to over 11. He then switched to a keto and now carnivore diet. He's no longer diabetic. He has made so many strides by using carnivore diet. He has mental clarity. He has the blood glucose stability. He's doing great.
Absolutely. I love Marvin. And we've had so many different results in our Go Carnivore community. Also, I've spoken to Dr. Ken Berry on YouTube numerous times, and I think many people know Dr. Ken Berry, but they might not know his story. He was obese. He was so sick. He was sicker than most of his patients. And he actually said to me that he didn't feel right giving advice to patients when he was sick himself. So he followed the ADA guidelines. He just jogged more. He ate more of the same diet. And in the preceding months, he got more pre-diabetic and he gained more weight. So he thought, this is not right. There's got to be something that I can do to change the course, because if I'm giving my patients this advice, well, obviously that's wrong and I need to change myself. So he tried paleo, keto, and now carnivore, and he has reversed everything, including dropping his A1C and his triglycerides with a carnivore lifestyle. He feels better now at 55 than he did at 35. So it's just incredible what a carnivore diet can do for you and for Dr. Ken Berry. Christina, what is the next thing a carnivore diet can do for you?
So carnivore will help us regulate our hormones by eating fat and red meat. Believe it or not, we can regulate our hormones. When we eat mostly carnivore, we're building our hormones, we're alleviating PMS symptoms, and we're increasing fertility, believe it or not, in women. I know Dr. Kiltz works with a lot of women and who have difficulty trying to get pregnant, and they've had a lot of success with getting pregnant by following the carnivore diet, because a low-carb diet such as carnivore has also been shown to help with PCOS because it lowers our insulin levels. Now, there are some other hormones such as cortisol, which is also known as a stress hormone, that's produced by our adrenal glands. So a high-fat carnivore diet can help reduce our stress. It lowers our cortisol by reducing inflammation, balances our hormones, and it gives us energy for our body to function on a daily basis. As we incorporate more fat into the diet, we can use like fattier cuts of meat, or we can just add small amounts of butter. If we're eating leaner cuts of meat, that's going to help us reduce our cortisol levels. So consuming animal fats can really help balance cortisol. One of our other hormones, such as ghrelin, that's known as our hunger hormone, right? So that's an appetite-stimulating hormone. So ghrelin is a hormone that our stomach produces and releases, right? So it signals our brain when our stomach is empty, and it tells us, hey, I need to eat. So ghrelin levels increase between meal times, right? And they decrease when your stomach is full. Now, our other hormone, leptin, is a hormone that tells our body that we're full, right? It's also known as a satiety hormone. So you always have leptin in your body. It's mostly made by our fat cells, okay? But our stomach releases some of it when we eat.
Linda, how has the carnivore diet helped you with your hormonal regulation?
For approximately 2 years, when I was going through menopause, I had severe hot flashes. I had severe night sweats. It interfered with my sleeping. I don't think I slept very much at all during those years. I would fan the blankets on, off, on, off. There was no deep sleeping, and so my sleep was very affected. Therefore, my cortisol was raised, and therefore I gained weight. Using the higher fat approach to carnivore, consuming more fats than what I was used to, I was able to regulate my hormones and get them under control. I now sleep well, and because my hormones are under control, I release the weight that I gained using the higher fat approach to carnivore. After my hormones were resolved, I went back to a more balanced, lesser fat, higher protein approach to carnivore, which works for me.
Perfect. So when Linda is saying that she went to a more balanced approach, does it mean low fat? It means that she's still eating quite a lot of fat, quite a lot of protein, but not just as much fat as she was eating previously. Christina, what is thing number four that the carnivore diet can do for you?
So carnivore improves gut health. And I will say I know this very, very well, because back in 2015, I was diagnosed with SIBO. At that time, I struggled with dysbiosis, I struggled with inflammation, leaky gut, and joint pain. And after visiting numerous doctors, a naturopath, and a GI doctor who specialized in SIBO, I found the carnivore diet 2 years later in 2017. Lucky for me, who likes to do research and doesn't take no for an answer, I came across Dr. Sean Baker's book, The Carnivore Diet. And I bought the book, started reading it, and I said, you know what? I'm going to give this a try. And lo and behold, I started doing a complete elimination diet where I just ate meat. And at that time, I was including fish, poultry, some pork, salmon, tuna. As long as it was animal-based meat, I was eating it. I really didn't know at the time about the five levels of carnivore. But as time progressed, I started experimenting. And I started to realize that there were some foods that really didn't make me feel optimal. So I decided to eliminate those foods. And it's funny because I feel so fortunate to be part of this community, because really it was here that I started to learn about the five levels, which not only have helped me, but have helped the members in our community to achieve their health goals. And it's really great, you know, that Linda and I can see this progress in our meetings every week, and you start to see that our members are really having such great results. Now, when they are transitioning to carnivore, we always tell them, if you're transitioning, start at a level one, which includes all animal foods. That's where I started in the beginning when I first came to carnivore, because it's really an adjustment period for people that are new. But as you progress through the levels and you start to feel even better, because now you have less inflammation, you have increased mental clarity, your hormones are more balanced, right? So now we're trying to kind of like go down the levels and get to like level five, right? Which Linda and I had done for World Carnivore Month. And I did it a few times. And I noticed really on level five, you know, which basically consists of ruminant meats only, along with, you know, salt and water, that's really where optimal healing occurs. And I know many of our members have had such positive feedback for us and have told us all of the, not only the weight loss, but a lot of the non-scale victories, we'll call them that, all the improvements that they have seen just by focusing on level five ruminant meats. So it's really great to see that progress.
Absolutely. And with the five levels of carnivore, it's what I like about it is that you can progress in your own time. Linda was saying that it took her 7 years to progress to level five. So it's not that if you're new to carnivore that you need to do level four or level five, but really it provides you with a pathway to be able to fine tune certain foods and see how you can get better results. So it's worked great for Christina, great for Linda. For me, I'm on level four because I can't just do the ruminant meat only. I'm still having the eggs. I still have butter. I love my fatty latte. And with the level five, we include coffee. I had to say that because it's ruminant meat, beef, and beef, water, and salt, but we still include our coffee. So Linda, what is thing number five that the carnivore diet can do for you?
The carnivore diet can help people treat their autoimmune diseases. We have several people in the carnivore community who have treated autoimmune diseases, such as Michaela Peterson. She had severe arthritis that started as a juvenile, and she has put that into remission by using level number five of the carnivore pyramid. She has beef, salt, and water, and that's it. Nisha Salisbury has put her Hashimoto's into remission using a ketovore approach to the carnivore diet. Rebecca Heishman, also known as Tailored Keto Health, had 10 different autoimmune diseases that she treated with the carnivore diet, and she's thriving. All of these people I have mentioned are doing great. They are thriving. In our community, we have also type 1 diabetics, which is an autoimmune disease. And it serves people with type 1 diabetes because it stabilizes their blood glucose, making their disease easier to manage. It won't go away because, as we know, type 1 is the pancreas isn't working correctly. But it takes them off of so much insulin. Their moods are better handled. Their energy is better handled. In my own personal life, my husband, who we have been together for 13 years, when I met him, he was a type 2 diabetic. His A1C got to 11.6, I think, was his highest. By watching me, he decided to follow what I was doing. He has reversed his type 2 diabetes. He no longer has joint pain. He has steady energy throughout the day. And the best thing is he no longer is dependent on pharmaceutical companies to maintain his health. With the change in the carnivore diet for my husband, which he's more ketovore than carnivore, I plan to have him around a lot longer.
Absolutely. It's the power of just eating meat. It's incredible what it can do for not just lifestyle disease or metabolic disease, but autoimmune disease. When doctors tell you nothing can be done, things can be done. So that goes into thing number 6, Christina, that a carnivore diet can do for you.
So a carnivore diet can improve body composition and fat loss. This is like one of my favorite, right? Because we all know how much I love to exercise. No, but so a carnivore diet will prime the body to use fat as fuel. So by eating carnivore, the body can burn dietary fat and your own body fat equally. So just by adjusting your fat content, either, you know, increasing your fat or lowering it, you can be either in a weight loss mode or a maintenance mode. But one of the things that we have to remember is that we have to eat until we're comfortably full. So that will help us to avoid snacking and really just focus on your favorite foods to reduce hunger. Also, by intermittent fasting, which, you know, people hear about intermittent fasting and they're like, well, I can't really do that, right? But in the beginning, you don't really have to. Over time, you will start to see that your body is going to naturally go longer periods of time without food. And for me, that was something that I noticed when I started carnivore. Because protein is so satiating, you can go longer periods of time without eating. That's why a lot of people in the beginning, when they're starting carnivore, they'll do like 3 meals and then they kind of taper off to 2 meals a day because your body's become fat adapted. So you're hungry less often. Protein also keeps you satiated. It also has a thermic effect. So it has a thermic effect of about 25%, which means for every 100 calories of protein you're consuming, you really only end up with 75% of that as usable calories. So the 25% of the protein calories are burned while the body is metabolizing and digesting the protein.
Nice answer, Christina. Okay, Linda, what is the next thing that a carnivore diet can do for you? Thing number 8.
Thing number 8 is can give you mental clarity and focus. I can think clearly. I can concentrate. I don't have irrational or emotional outbursts. I can homeschool my child. I manage 3 businesses out of my home. I do daycare. I do coaching. I do cutting hair. We have religious meetings and Bible study. I taxi the grandkids all around to and from school. This would not be possible on a standard American diet. The mental clarity and the mental focus and the calming effect leads me to be able to do all of these things. I am grateful every day that I can do these, and I am grateful to have found the carnivore diet.
Absolutely. And even with my conversations with Dr. Anthony Chafee, which has been many, but there was one video that really stood out, which was how we can reverse or cure dementia or even Alzheimer's with a ketogenic or a carnivore diet. So what he was saying was that 20% of the brain is made up of cholesterol, yet we're doing our darndest to lower cholesterol. So we need DHA, EPA, we need vitamin B12, which vitamin B12 is very deficient in a vegan or a standard American diet. So by eating red meat, you're able to actually get essential vitamins and nutrients that your brain needs, and that can fight dementia and fight Alzheimer's. And it can also, of course, give you more focus and mental clarity. So the fat is so important. So I love those episodes with Dr. Anthony Chafee. Let's talk about the next one, which is, I will cover, that is thing number 8, which is the carnivore diet can treat mood disorders. I did a very interesting video with Kerry Homestead Howe. So he was talking about his whole life. He had anxiety, depression. He was getting to the point that he felt that he couldn't live anymore, that his family would actually be better if he wasn't around. He was seeing psychiatrists, psychologists. He was on 20 medications. He was that desperate that he saw a psychiatrist and he was taking an SSRI. And the doctor said it will take 3 months to take effect. He said, I don't have 3 months. Even after taking all those medications, nothing worked. He tried a bit of keto. It worked a bit, but then he fell off. It wasn't until he found carnivore that his mental clarity has improved. His depression is completely gone. Anxiety has gone. And now he's running a YouTube channel, a business. He has his family. His daughters have gone carnivore. His mom has gone carnivore. So it's incredible the effect that you can have by going carnivore, not just on mood disorders and your personality, but in a larger effect in your family and your friends. So if you're carnivore or you love carnivore, I would actually share that with other people, because as we can see with Kerry, it's not just him. He's spreading the word to his wider community, and so many people are benefiting. So it's incredible. The next thing that a carnivore diet can do for you, what is that, Linda?
Carnivore diet can give you food freedom. The reason it took me 7 years to get to level 5 was I thought it was so restrictive. I thought, how can I just eat ruminant meats? How can I not have chicken? How can I not have fish? How can I not have eggs? These were part of my everyday life. But for World Carnivore Month, Christina and I both did ruminant meats only. And let me tell you, this is food freedom. I get up in the morning. I don't have to think about what I'm going to have today. I'm going to have beef, I'm going to have lamb, or I'm going to have venison. I take what I'm going to have out of the freezer and I think about it no more the rest of the day. There's less waste. Having carnivore, we don't buy packaged foods, we don't buy processed foods, we buy the meat, we eat the meat. We don't have all of this garbage that's collecting in our landfills. No tin cans, no plastic wrap, no cardboard boxes. This is amazing, in my opinion. With food freedom comes less time. We go to the grocery store, we go to the meat department, we get our meats, we go out. We don't spend hours picking up our groceries. You would think that eating carnivore diet would actually cost a lot of money. And I find it is less expensive to eat carnivore. I'm not buying all the packaged foods. I'm not eating all the processed foods. I'm not going through McDonald's or Subway that charges a lot of money for very little nutritional food. I love the level 5 carnivore. I am sticking with it. It's in the immediate future. I don't know what next year will bring, but right now I feel very good and I feel freedom from the food. Freedom from the food addictions. When you only eat carnivore meat, you don't have the hyperpalatable foods that once you put it in your body, you lose control. Companies that manufacture these food products do this intentionally so that once you start, you cannot stop. By only eating meats and carnivore products, I don't have the problems with the sugar cravings and the food addictions that I had using the standard American diet.
If you need more support on carnivore, I would love to invite you to join the Go Carnivore community. Every week we have new meal plans, fat loss challenges, and your favorite carnivore doctors like Dr. Anthony Chafee, Dr. Elizabeth Bride, and Dr. Kiltz. So if you'd like to learn more, just go to gocarnivore.com. Christina, what is number 10 thing that a carnivore diet can do for you?
So carnivore can improve our confidence and our self-esteem. And, you know, it's funny because so many of our members, I'm starting to see that this is exactly what's happening. They're becoming more confident and they are, you know, saying to themselves, I can do this, because they're not only seeing the weight loss, but they're also seeing the non-scale victories. When you're eating a carnivore lifestyle, you're going to see results such as a decrease in anxiety, in stress levels. It improves our mental health, right? As we begin to lose weight, we start to improve our body composition. Our confidence increases. I know for me, that was one of the things that happened. Carnivore gave me so much energy and it made me feel like stronger because of prioritizing the protein. So I'm able to, improve my workouts, gain lean muscle mass. And when that happens and our body composition improves, we become more confident. Also, we have that brain-gut connection, right? Our diet affects our mood and our brain function. When we're eating foods that are high in omega-3s, such as salmon, sardines, beef, right? These foods are all healing to the gut, which results in better moods, because when we feel good, we portray ourselves as being more confident. Many of us that have IBS, autoimmune issues, food addiction, tend to suffer from depression, anxiety, and mood disorders. I know for myself, when I had SIBO, I cried just about every day. I was so depressed because I didn't feel well. But when I came to carnivore, that really all changed for me. So it really does help get rid of the toxins in our body, which will help reduce that anxiety and the depression. I also had a client that recently sent me just a beautiful email. She was so happy that she's able to fit into her clothes. She said, I went shopping, I bought new shoes, I bought new clothes. She was ecstatic about her body changing. She began to exercise more. And, she says, now I'd like to go shopping, like, because I feel good about myself. So it really does help with, that confidence. And it gives people the confidence and say, hey, I can do this. It's making me feel great.
Well, that's the 10 things that a carnivore diet can do for you. But don't go anywhere, because we have the best tips and tricks that you need to start the carnivore diet. What is tip number one, Christina, that you would give people to start carnivore the right way?
So we should transition slowly on a carnivore diet. I know a lot of people that are coming to carnivore sometimes are coming from a standard American diet or a ketovore diet and then coming to carnivore. So one of the things you want to do is just take your time transitioning into this lifestyle. So if you, you don't have to go strictly to ruminant meats, salt and water, like Linda and I are doing right now. It took us quite some time to get where we are today. As long as you're eating the animal meats, you're eating a variety of seafood. If you're on sweeteners, that's fine. If that's going to help you transition, that's fine. If you're having black coffee, that's fine too. We're not the carnivore police here. So, it's whatever is going to help you stay the course.
Absolutely. Linda, what is the next tip that you would give people?
I would say focus on ruminant meats. And what I mean by focus on ruminant meats is you want to include them in your diet, but not only ruminant meats. I would say have a variety. If you enjoy chicken, have chicken. If you enjoy fish, have fish. It doesn't necessarily go from standard American diet where you're eating carbs and sugars to strict carnivore diet where you're eating ruminant meat, salt, and water. Whatever you need to do to transition yourself, but focus on the getting your, the protein in your diet, and do that by using all of the animal meats, the fish, the eggs, the hamburger, whatever it takes to get you there.
Christina, what is the next tip? This is about organs. Do we have to eat organs on a carnivore diet?
You do not have to eat organs on a carnivore diet. I happen to like liver. I remember, you know, as a young child, my mom used to make liver and onions, but and every once in a while, I will get a craving for liver, but it's not something that you have to eat in order to be successful on carnivore.
Okay, Linda, what is the next thing, next tip that we should do or not do?
What not to eat on carnivore diet? The carnivore diet for me is not so much what we eat, but what we don't eat. We don't eat the processed foods. We don't eat the carbs. We don't eat the raw sugar. And in that would be honey, which honey, there's a lot of controversy out there. Is it an animal product? Is it not an animal product? Should we put it in our diet or not? For me, honey is just another form of sugar. That's going to awaken cravings. That's going to awaken desires for more carbs. So focus on what not to put in your diet and focus on the protein in your diet.
Wonderful. Christina, what is the next tip?
Well, interestingly enough, we do not have to portion control on a carnivore diet, which is wonderful. Dr. Chafee says, if the meat tastes good, then you can eat, you know, just eat it until you are satisfied, and you will know when it no longer tastes good because you're not going to want any more. So we've been, you know, over the years, I think we've also been taught that we, you know, we have to portion control and calorie restrict, but it's really not necessary. I think it's really important, especially for those people that are coming to carnivore from a standard American diet or a keto lifestyle. Restricting is not the answer. It's not really going to help you be successful. So just eat until you are satiated.
Perfect. What is tip number six, Linda?
Track your protein. Track your protein. Most people coming from a standard American diet are severely under eating their protein. And protein is such an important macronutrient that for while you're transitioning or until you get a feel for how much protein that you need each day, and everybody's is different, the amount of protein you need each day. We have a nice calculator on the Go Carnivore app that will tell you exactly what your protein intake for the day. You need to track that by using a macro app tracker such as Carb Manager or Chronometer or MyFitnessPal, just until you can judge by looking at it how much protein you need per meal or per day.
Christina, what is, this is tip number seven. So we only have a few more tips left. What is the tip number seven, Christina?
You don't need to fast. You know, most people coming to carnivore think that, you know, they have to fast in order to lose weight. But as you get used to this lifestyle, you start to notice that there are positive changes that are starting to happen. One of those changes is hormone balance. And that's what we were talking about earlier, about the ghrelin and the leptin, right? Once your hormones are in balance, you're going to start to realize that, okay, I'm satiated, I'm full now, and your hunger signals, well, you'll be more in tune with your hunger signals. So when you are ready to eat again, then you will. But you're going to notice that you're going to go longer periods of time without eating. You're not going to get hangry. You know, I notice that a lot at work with my coworkers. And like, I'll be talking to them and they're like, I have to eat right now, you know, where like if I didn't eat at that moment, I'm fine. Like I'm not going to die or anything.
Linda, what's the third last tip for people to start carnivore?
I know for me, looking at different carnivore influencers and their pages, you see them eating ribeyes all the time. You see them eating sirloins all the time. I'm here to tell you, I cannot afford to eat ribeyes every day. My best advice to you would eat the meat that you can afford. Eating hamburger and eggs is going to be a whole lot better for you than having a Pepsi and Twinkies. Eat what you can afford. If that's hot dogs and Spams, that's a whole lot better than processed junk food.
I will take tip number 9, and that is alcohol on a carnivore diet. So according to Dr. Anthony Chafee and so many other experts, alcohol is really not advised even if you're doing a carnivore diet, because the body does metabolize alcohol in the liver. So it is a toxin to your body. Before eating anything else, the body will try to metabolize the alcohol. So even if you're doing carnivore, it's not a freebie just to have alcohol every now and then. You know, if you want to have alcohol once in a while, if it's your birthday or something that you want to celebrate, maybe that's okay. But the main thing with carnivore is that you want to have a healing protocol and prioritizing nutrient-dense foods and staying away from stuff that you should not be eating is the most important. Alcohol is one of them. Sugar, seed oils, fructose, fruit. So going heavy on the ruminant meats, dairy, eggs, even processed carnivore foods is better for you than having alcohol. Christina, what is the last tip?
So use plenty of salt, right? When you're starting on a carnivore lifestyle, you're reducing your carbs drastically. So especially if you're coming from a standard American diet, if you're coming from a keto diet or a ketovore diet, you're probably low carb already. So you're not as affected. But I know for myself, when I started carnivore, I was already low carb. I had a lot of food sensitivities, but I started to incorporate salt into my diet. And it's very interesting. Before I came to carnivore, I never really used salt, but I can see a difference at what the adding the salt does. It really does help you with your electrolytes. It just makes my food a little bit more enjoyable. Although I do enjoy food without salt, but Redmond's has a wonderful array of salts that you can buy. They have, and if you're interested in like seasonings, they do have seasoned salt as well.
Wonderful. Well, that is the 10 things a carnivore diet can do for you, plus some 10 tips and tricks to help you get started. Coaches, where can people find you if they love you and want to talk to you more?
You can find both Christina and I on the Go Carnivore app, and
Linda and I also do private coaching.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. Now you need to watch this video next with Dr. Anthony Chafee, all about how to reverse dementia and Alzheimer's with diet. I'll see you guys next week.